welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quick, fast, goofy, self-improvement podcast of awesome with a brand new intro.
I can't believe we have to redo the intro.
We lost our intro because we're not tech savvy here,
We did like that 14 years ago.
I know.
I don't even remember what the podcast is about
point. Anyways. Dogs Are Smarter Than People is the podcast that helps you live a happier, quirkier life. I'm Carrie Jones, a New York Times and internationally best-selling novelist, and the guy with me is actually married to me.
For how long, we don't know.
But not much longer.
It's been a good run.
But this is my co-host, Sean Farrar. Join us as we start off with a random thought about the weirdness of life, and then we segue beautifully and smoothly into...
Dog advice? Dog tips?
Life advice. You've got this. You've got it too. Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People.
Are you really going to go with that voice for opening? You sound so bored, baby.
It's just hard living. A diva like yourself. Look at all the noise you just made right there.
A diva?
Yeah, you just clunked on the desk with the headphones.
Oh, well.
And you're a diva. You have to take two extra gulps before you start the
podcast.
Those are
six. I don't gulp tea. It's not socially acceptable.
When does that stop you before?
Well, not really that often. But when it comes to food manners, I'm pretty good.
Alright, so we're going to start off with this random thought, which is that recently Sean realized he had no manners. No, that's not it. It's about a Wisconsin canal that filled with butter.
What?
After a dairy plant caught fire.
Oh, how'd they clean that up?
I don't know, but like I thought you maybe you'd be like, hey, we could dip some lobster in there and call it good.
What was it, melted butter?
Well, I'm sure it was a fire, and the fire is hot, so the fire is going to melt the butter, and then it's going to fill up a canal.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It sounds naughty.
I wonder if all the fish died of heart disease. Jeez.
Maybe they're just super slippery, because, like, butter's a lubricant, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, it is. That's why your title's so funny.
I know. The butter canal. So Fox News has a story about it, and it says, firefighters in Portage, Wisconsin were called to the Associated Milk Producers Incorporated plant after 9 p.m. Monday for a fire alarm. Fire crews attempted to gain access to the building, which just sounds naughty. I never realized that, like, every time they write that in news stories, like, they tried to gain access. It just sounds naughty. But heavy smoke and primarily butter runoff prevented them from entering. And I'm like, oh, it's a club. It's like a club in Rhode Island. Like, oh, oh. I was trying to gain some access, but there's a lot of smoke. There's some butter runoff. I couldn't find the entrance. I could not enter. It just sounds really naughty. And then Fire Chief Troy Hasse told WMTV that firefighters were, quote, up to their knees in butter.
That's insane.
When we first tried to go up the stairs to the part that collapsed, the butter was running down like 3 inches thick on the steps. So our guys were up to their knees trying to get up the steps to get up to the top. And they're trying to drag the hose line. And the hose line got so full of butter that they couldn't hang on to it anymore. And as a former firefighter, that's horrifying, right? But as somebody with the, like, humor of a 12-year-old boy or girl,
yeah,
that's kind of funny.
Well, that's the point. Yeah. It's hard to get traction on those lubed up hoses.
They couldn't drag that hose anymore. It was so full of butter. They couldn't hang on. So it was very sad. Like, obviously, they lost a lot of butter, and the firefighters had to work really hard. But basically, the butter, like, got into the storm sewers a little tiny bit and the canal. So there was a butter canal. Nobody got hurt.
That's so funny.
It's so wrong.
Hey, you should change the title. Keep the title the same, but put parentheses around the ER and butter so it's like the butt
canal. Oh, that was really worse. That was so worse. But I partially, because you're such a big fan of butter, I was like, oh, this is like Shawnee's heaven.
Only on certain things.
Not in canals.
Definitely not in canals. Butter and water don't mix too well.
So this episode is...
I almost screamed, don't dip for life in your ear, by mistake.
You're such a...
I know, it would have been an honest mistake. Anyway, right. This is a serious part, so what are we talking about today, serious. My love?
Albert Einstein said, try not to become a man of success, rather become a man of value.
Wow.
Yes. So we're talking about personal values today, and how if you know them, it makes life easier for you as you try to become a man of success, or woman, or person. Of success, right?
If you know what values, your own personal?
Yes, your own personal values. So, like, according to Professor Ramya Ranganathan,
yeah,
who teaches over on edX and also in India, he says that, you know, we've been talking about this a lot lately on Dogs, but also on Living Happy, our Substack, right? About how there's a herd mentality. And sometimes what we want isn't even what we want, but what we've been trained.
What we think we want, right?
Right? And so part of like untraining yourself and finding out what you really want or what really success even means to you is looking at your personal values, right?
Mm-hmm.
So personal values, he defines them as ideas and constructs and abstractions that one individually holds to be very, very important in his or her own life. Interesting, right?
Can you say that again?
Oh, my wordy, yes. We define personal values as those ideas and constructs and abstractions that one individually holds to be very, very important in their life.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So, that's what it is, right?
All right.
But there are other definitions, and I just lost my other definition, so I'm now going to... Everyone will hear me clicking around in a panic. There they are. So, Evelyn Marinoff, she has an article called How to Define Your Personal Values and Live by Them. And she defines it as, maybe this one will work better for you.
Okay.
Personal values shape who you perceive yourself to be. It may even be something, it may even heavily affect something as trivial as your purchasing decisions. They are part of the moral code that guides our actions and defines who we are, she says. They are what we consider important, the things that matter to our well-being and happiness.
I like both definitions, all right. Honestly.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
So Ramya says, let's look at a very basic reason why it might make sense to make choices and do work in line with your personal value, right?
Yeah.
And he calls this the physics of human energy. And he talks about how there's different kinds of light. Like there's a normal beam of light and a laser beam of light. And the difference, he says, is the laser beam of light, right? Every single particle in it, every wave of that light, it's all aligned and synchronous.
Focused.
With every other particle in that wave of light, right?
Yeah.
So he calls this coherence. And so he says, quote, because of coherence, a laser beam of light is more powerful, far more powerful, than a normal beam of light. And it's not just about focus. It's about coherence. It's about every particle in that beam of light dancing in synchronicity with every other particle. This is what gives a laser its energy.
Hmm.
So he takes that, he looks at human energy, and he's like, look, you know what? You're working, right?
Yeah.
You have this energy you put in work. You're living at home, and you have personal values, right? Mm-hmm. And you have energy at home. And like he says that, again, personal values, quote, is something that you hold to be very, very important deep inside of yourself. But if your home personal values and your life personal values aren't aligning with work personal values, right?
Yeah.
You actually, like, can, like, ruin your energy. But if you can align them, it's like, ooh, like, that's pretty good, right? He says that the work that you do, the actions that you do, can be in line with something that a part inside of you is already holding up to be very important and in sync with.
He does a good job with that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, with his laser description, because once you start talking about, you know, your home life versus your work life not being in sync,
Or if you're a churchy person or a synagogue person or a mosque person or a spiritual person, like, what if your spiritual life isn't reflected at home or at work?
Or you gotta work at the adult magazine store.
Yeah, man. Like, what if your whole work life is being super negative about the community that you live in so that you get clicks? Is that who you want to be? Huh. What?
Maybe for some people.
It's not me. It's not me.
Definitely not you.
That was like a subtweet without being on Twitter. So so he says, like, you gotta, like, take the step and that possibility to be that beautifully laser aligned, right?
Right.
Coherence. And the first step he thinks is that you have to choose work that's in alignment with your personal values. And to do that, you have to know what the hell your personal values are, right?
Yes.
So Evelyn says, like, she gives examples of personal values. I'm not going to say them all because there's too many, but authenticity, achievement, adventure, beauty, boldness, compassion, challenge, curiosity, determination, blah, blah, blah.
Wealth, wisdom.
Yeah, man. Success, status. Like, so she says that the reasons you want to do this, just like Rob, it's like, one, personal values help you be self-aware, right?
Yeah.
And we should be self-aware because, like, then we can make better decisions and communicate who and what we want more effectively, blah, 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 and we'll be less likely to be an asshole. And then, like, to steal and lie and cheat and twist the news in ways that make you get clicks,
right.
And spread your negativity. But then the other thing is that she says that it's good to know this because they influence our outcome, right? So
sure.
They influence our outcome. They align with our personal values. They can help us be self-aware. And of course, and we can also have that laser beam of coherence, right?
Yep.
So this is why this is all so important. We actually did this in a philosophy class my freshman year of college.
Did what?
We created, like,
personal values.
Yeah,
lists.
Like, and sort of like our credo, like our guide for living. I wish I had found that for this.
Yeah, I wish you would have too.
And we'd have been like, oh, you changed, or oh, you didn't change. God, you're boring. So she says that you can find and nurture these values by doing the following steps. Ready?
Yes.
The first one is ask, who am I today? She says, quote, as adults, we all have a certain set of values, adopted knowingly or not, which guide our actions and define the people we are today. So you take a list of 10 to 15 values you think that you live by. Sean's just looking at me, rubbing his eye, like, what?
I was just wondering if that was too many values.
I was thinking it was pretty a lot, too. I'm like, 15? Jeez, I'm crow. And then, so, like, she's like, you want to be honest, you want to pick the ones that best define you, and do it with your family and friends. Ask them, like, do you think this matches me? Like, am I honest? Am I adorable? That's my personal value. No, I'm kidding. I'm not adorable. I am pretty honest, but I'm not very adorable.
Oh, you're honest, baby.
But not being adorable.
No.
The whole point is to make a realistic portrait of you. So one, make your list of the values that you think define who you are. Then prioritize those values, right?
Yes.
So, like, not all values are the, there's a little hierarchy, she says, in our brains of what are the most important things, right?
Oh, sure.
Like, you might think, I really value my family. I really value my career. You may value one more than the other.
Right, definitely.
And so she says our current lives and behaviors that guide them are structured according to our values and their rank in our own rules of conduct list. So one way to change your values and your results and make a different you is to shuffle that list around, right? Like, if you're like, oh, family is so important, but you never put anything on work into the family,
yeah,
put that on the top of your list. And go look at your list a lot. Like, don't just put your list away and
remind
be like,
remind yourself of what your personal values are.
And then three, her next step is to complete a values audit. So, like, is like, rank your list, right, by importance. Look at it and reassess it, like, every year, or every 6 months, or every day, if you're me. And she says, as your circumstances change, so may the things we consider important to us, right? For instance, when you're fresh out of college, financial security may not be a top guiding principle, as it may be for someone who's married with kids or Carrie.
That is your number one guiding principle.
It's true. It's not I just don't want to lose everything.
No, that's all right.
I want everybody to be okay. So when crap like Harvard decides not to pay Emily's tuition for her last semester.
It wasn't Harvard that made that decision.
It was Harvard.
That's not where she gets her money from.
It was a GI Bill, but her GI Bill money ran out.
Right.
Anyways, so when that happens, I'm like, okay, we can afford to help her.
Right.
And that's the point. All right, so that's still family, right?
Yes.
So, Mark Manson writes, here's the catch. Sitting around thinking about better values is nice, but nothing will solidify until you go out and embody that new value. Values are won and lost through life experience, not through logic or feelings or even beliefs. They have to be lived and experienced to stick, and this often takes courage.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And I think that's really important because it's just like what I tell my writers. I'm like, you can say that your character, you can write the character sheet of your hamster pornography that Hammy is the best hamster in the whole world. And, but it
hung like a bull moose.
No, I'm doing.
You said hamster pornography.
I know, but whatever. It's a novel about, and it's erotic, and it's about Hammy the hamster. I'm making all this up. This does not exist.
Except for the Hammy the hamster part.
We did have Hammy the hamster, and he was hung pretty well. But anyway, Hammy the hamster. That's if you're a writer, and you're like, write your little character sheet, and you're like, Hammy is the best hamster in the whole world, and he's so sweet. But Hammy never does any actions that are sweet.
Right.
Or show his kindness. It's just BS, man. It's just talk. You gotta walk that walk at the end.
Which brings up an interesting point.
Yeah.
Do the animals have values beyond their natural instinct to just survive and breed?
I think they do.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Okay. They might.
You don't think any animals ever do, but I do. I think they do. Like, I think Sparty values a good freaking
snack.
Yeah.
And a nap, like he's snoring next to us right now.
And a good butt rub.
Oh, he does like a good butt rub. Not as much as he used to, though.
Yeah, he's getting old.
Now he's more food focused than butt rub focused.
Too old for the butt rubs. That's so sad. We'll be Sparty one day.
Maybe he's afraid to fall down if you rub his butt too enthusiastically.
Possibly. Kind of like Sean.
Dog! Tip for life. You're not supposed to make moany groany noises when I do my part. One little part of the podcast.
It's not one little part. It's just so loud, babe.
It's what everybody waits for.
Because they're like, yeah, podcast is almost over. So dog tip for life about personal values. I think a doggy can change their own values given the circumstance in their life that they have. Like you were talking earlier, like, oh, dog just cares about food and, like, safety or something.
I said reproduction.
And reproduction, because that's Sean. And that's all he cares about. But even with our own puppy, like, Pogi came to us terrified, and all she cared about was her own personal safety, right?
Yeah.
But slowly, she's starting to value the blankie on the couch as hers. And, like... And instead of cowering behind people, she starts to value herself and her confidence of keeping people safe from the plow guy across the street.
Oh, she's definitely taking on the enthusiastic role of house protector.
Exactly. So it's interesting to me. And like in her little doggy brain, what is it that she's valuing? Like what is her personal values to keep her family safe versus just keeping herself safe?
Right.
And that's... morphed and changed. And
well, maybe since he's been here, she's evaluated her list.
Exactly. And every moved, 6 months.
She's moved family.
I said 6 months.
6 months?
Every 6 months. She's fixed. No sex for Pope.
No, just for us. Only in months with 28 days or more, though.
Oh my gosh, you're so ridiculous.
Huh?
We all know what Sean's personal value is.
What?
reproduction.
That's not what it is. I've never. Okay. Well, that's why I'm such a miserable person.
He's never reproduced. His emotions are reproduction.
I like to try a lot, though. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take